Hey guys, it's Josh here, and just a moment before we get going this week's episode, we have this really great event coming up that we can't go to, but we know that if you are in California, you might want to. It's KidCon. It's a pop culture convention for kids of all ages, featuring celebrities, comics, movies, TVs, cartoons, TV shows, toys, books, video games, and more. They have some amazing events and vendors planned, but, you know, the thing with this show is that there are going to be some really amazing guests that you and your kid can both enjoy. Specifically, DJ Lance Rock from Yo Gabba Gabba. He is a guest of honor. And we've got folks from Disney and Nickelodeon and MTV, all kinds of amazing stuff. So go to kid-con.com. KID-KON.com and check out tickets if you're in the Pasadena area. And you know, it's going to be a great time, and we want to see this show grow. So June 10th and 11th in Pasadena, go check out their website, kid-con.com, and find them on Facebook there to learn more. All right. Stay tuned for episode 271 of the Justice Geeks Podcast, happening right now. What's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and we're not in Africa, but it is episode 271 of the Justice Geeks Podcast. Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks. Give us a like over there. Twitter and Instagram at JusticeGeeks. Super easy to find. And leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, if it isn't the worst thing you've heard all day. I'll wait and let some of these folks get through the door at the old huddle house. And, going in. Guy looks like he's wearing convict pants. And he came in with a lady who looks like she's the scarecrow. No, that's just her skin. Alright. Let's go see what these guys are up to. His opinion on movies says that Wonder Woman is the best movie of the year so far.
Dan? Yes.
No.
Because Dan gave it an 8.5 out of 10.
It's pretty good for Dan.
I call BS on this movie.
Yeah, best movie of the year. It's
I call BS on that.
Yeah, dude, that's swallow. I don't quite believe that.
I mean, it might be good, because my expectations, I don't think, could get really that much lower for it, so.
I sure really want to go see it in 3D.
Again, I've claimed it's the rubber banding effect, that it's so much better than the other DC films, they're, like, going way to the other end of the spectrum.
I think it's going to be good.
They'll tout it up because it might actually be decent.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at the greatest, yeah. Great in comparison to what? BBS? Okay.
Or everybody's afraid of just giving it a bad review.
It's like being the world's tallest midget.
I ain't afraid. Aww. That's terrible.
You're not terrible. Really a midget.
You're just a dwarf.
Is that the scale?
I don't know.
It sounds right.
Let's see.
the little folks go. Oh, this is just a grab bag. Oh, it's two things.
Yeah, I was just saying.
I was like,
I'm getting food. I haven't eaten yet.
What are you getting?
They're repairing the carts.
Chocolate
chip. It was still up a minute ago.
Oh, nice.
They posted a tweet about it.
Unless they don't have any chocolate, and I'll be like,
I think the search feature.
Then what are these chunks? They tell you they're out of chocolate after you order and eat them? Yeah. Oh, we were out of chocolate chips.
Yeah. I love rat pellets.
What?
What is Huddle House? So, Huddle House follows us on Twitter.
That's cool.
And, no, I think it's because I complained one time. And,
who complained?
I did. About one of those times we were in, I think about the time where the guy was like, nope, we're closed.
No, no, yeah.
Well, Huddle House, if you're listening to the show, too, oh, just remember, we can always complain.
I said to
you. We're the customer. We're always wrong.
I said to them.
Customer's always an asshole.
I said to them on Twitter, let's see. Is it just me, or is the service in town just horrible now?
It's like they have shut stuff down.
It's getting worse. I said, hi, folks. Who would I need to talk to or email about some form of a sponsorship or partnership with you guys? Occasionally we record our weekly podcast at our local Huddle House, and they always end up being some of our best episodes. Just let me know. Thanks. So, if you're listening to this, I need you to go at Reply Huddle House on Twitter. It is at Huddle House, and you need to tell them to give us some love.
Send them memes.
Well, I mean, they could just give us gift
send
cards.
Us money.
They could just give us Huddle House gift
pay
cards.
Pay for the food when we come here and do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
we're not wanting much, just free food.
And we know their cost is low.
Yeah,
but super low.
I think saying stuff like that's not going to grease the palms any though.
Well, they better get to greasing the palms, and I'll stop it. We know
exactly
what
the power we have.
We don't want to burn that bridge.
Yeah. Eric Lemon and Eric Plunk will never eat here again.
Yeah.
Hey, my buddy's from Memphis.
You don't want to lose that customer base.
We have four listeners now.
That's a plus. Logan, what are you getting? Nothing.
Breakfast.
Yeah, well, I think we're all ordering. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, first time in a while we're all
legit.
Gonna order.
I'm just going to get some dessert. I'm good.
He's still getting food?
Yeah, he's still ordering.
I may get that waffle sundae thing. I think it's pretty good. The strawberry one?
Oh.
That Oreo one you got last time looked pretty good, too, though.
No, I think that was the one I decided I was going to get again. It was just the Oreo sundae. Which one are you talking about? The chocolate-covered strawberry
I saw
waffle
that.
Sundae?
What? Wipe my finger.
No. You did it. It was like this.
He bean-dipped himself.
It was like this.
He hadn't been bean-dipped in a while?
He had to do it to himself. He was like, oh, bean dip.
I thought I had something sticky on my fingers from the menu.
And he
oh,
was
that
like,
it?
Bean dip.
Ew. Did you touch that?
Ew. Probably what? Did. That what is that? Ketchup yeah. or barbecue sauce.
Or chocolate.
Or bean dip.
Huh.
No one will ever believe you.
Nobody will.
It might be too.
Very true. Very true.
So, yeah, I'm getting the Oreo waffle sundae. I think you were talking about the
chocolate-covered
strawberry waffle
yeah,
sundae.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I would like four huddle-up samplers.
Jeez. My God.
Cardiac
What's
arrest
in a huddle-up sampler?
It's fried pickles, cheese sticks,
lard cubes,
stuffed
disease.
Jalapenos,
heart disease.
And french fries.
Now, that's what's for dessert.
I love
cancer.
Some heart disease.
Impotence. Hair loss.
Three out
fatigue.
Of the four people at this table have some of those things.
Diarrhea.
I don't have diarrhea.
No, that's you, man.
That was you.
You're
the
resident.
You got all the diarrhea.
You're the resident wizard of diarrhea.
We're over that.
So are they getting two episodes this week?
Yes, sir, they are.
Did
you double dipping.
Did you ever just fly off the toilet?
No. No, I didn't.
Oh, like on Chappelle's show, everything looks better in slow motion. He comes out of his shoes. And,
yeah.
I was, Dave Chappelle's a genius.
I was mostly just hunched over, just
feeling so bad about
it. I'm gonna tell the five people who listen to this the
it's just four, it's not five, it's four.
Well, then who'd we lose? Because we already had four.
Oh, I don't know. You got both Erics,
yeah,
then my buddies Jonathan and Josh,
and Dan.
We got my friend John, he listens,
so we have like 10
have
maybe.
Six.
Okay,
don't,
I was rounding up,
don't round up.
I'm slightly Jewish. So
is that like a disease?
So I'll delve into Ian's private life here. They only have one bathroom in his house. So how'd that work?
Oh yeah. Was Brent
and you guys were having like weird toilet problems, right?
No, that's where it was just dumping under the house.
That's been correct.
Can you imagine how bad that would have been?
Yes, I can actually.
Ian lives in a garbage can.
I can actually imagine that. Yeah, we did have some of those plumbing problems, but thankfully they got corrected. Boy,
haven't that dude just ordered a pile of cheesesteaks?
Whatever floats his boat, man.
I eat some cheesesteaks.
So I got a speeding ticket today.
Yeah,
really?
Again? You got a bad habit of getting those.
Same cop.
No.
It was.
Podcast guy?
No.
Want to listen to our podcast?
No.
Cool one.
No. This is a state trooper.
I thought it was the podcast
guy. No, he would have just pulled me over to being cool, Tommy Naylor. So we got 7 people listening to this.
Yeah, forgot him. Yeah, yeah.
Tommy Naylor. He's faithful.
Yeah.
He's like, he's as good as an OG RJ8.
We're just going to sit here all night and count how many listeners we have.
Me, 9.
Melissa.
I don't listen 10. Every week, so.
I know you don't.
I listen every week.
Believe me, I know when you don't listen, Logan. You don't catch the funnies.
He didn't catch the when we're making fun of him.
No, I pretty much get that all the time anyway, so.
But I don't.
Take a minute.
Don't ruin it. Faith in it.
Just me and James dancing naked. That was the best stinger.
That was quite a surprise.
Yeah, that was.
So the Gov, 9. So we do have about 10 people. Yeah.
You quit rounding up. Yeah. It's 9.
He had to dig through for that one.
9. 109. We have people that listen.
Yeah, we do. I don't give our listenership enough credit. But that's okay.
I'll give them 3.
3 credit.
3 credit.
Not even credits.
3 just portions. You get 3 portions.
This podcast is worth 3 portions.
That's being pretty generous.
We'll use the Nielsen thing. One viewer plus 3. So one listener plus 3.
We have podcast ratings by DVR settings.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody click the button, like, whenever you go watch our spark. When you listen to our podcast, hit that button.
They,
write it in your log. Your old paper.
We'll send you a dollar.
get your free dollar from the Nielsen.
Crisp $1 bill.
I've gotten one.
I have two.
It is the crispest $1 bill. Like
it's so crisp you think it's fake.
I think they rolled up to the Fed.
And we're like, back it up, boys.
I was like, so close to getting a Nielsen box. Like, we got the one with the money, and then we filled that out, and we got another one with money, and then we got our journal, and we started filling that out, and then they were like, all right, we've got you on a list, and it's good for a year or 2 years, and then they never, we timed out, we never got our box.
We were in the same boat. We filled out 2 of those journals, like, religiously.
Because I wanted to get a box.
Do you think people really do that anymore? Do you think they actually send boxes out anymore?
Oh, yeah, they still do. Brian Quinn talked about it on like two or three years ago on TSD, because they were begging.
He get one?
No, they're begging listeners, because they know like 2 or 3 listeners that have boxes. They're like, please switch over on Thursday night and click, you know, watch a Practical Joker.
Yeah.
I don't understand the need for the boxes anymore.
I don't either.
Everything is digital.
Comcast watches everything I do.
I promise you they're.
Yeah, but they don't report that.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's just for them to have.
Hold on, let me make a...
Which is such a weird business thing.
That's for them to have.
Hulu doesn't share their numbers. Netflix doesn't share their numbers. Like, everybody keeps their numbers to themselves. The companies have to have the Nielsen box.
No wonder we get such misses on TV sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Because nobody pays attention to what we like.
Nobody knows.
Speaking of which, have any of you guys watched the Kimmy Schmidt yet?
No.
Some of it? It's pretty flipping good.
I still haven't watched season 1 of Kimmy Schmidt.
You should.
I've watched the 3rd season, and it gets weird. It is way weirder than season 2 is.
The current season?
Yeah.
We just finished the episode where he talks about Dionne Warwick.
Yeah.
And it's It's fooping weird with the advertising campaign.
Yeah.
Foop.
The bladder.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
But yeah, that season is like significantly weirder. Yeah. There are just so many random occurrences.
It's very random.
The whole Beyonce album episode.
The Lemonade? I was like, I've not watched it, but I know enough of it to be like, okay, I get it.
It's weird.
It is weird.
And the California song, have you made it that far?
Yes.
Oh my God, I was rolling.
That was cringeworthy. That was the bit, though. The bit was that was the one thing that he wouldn't do. Yeah. He did all those other things.
It's a good show. Go watch it.
Yeah. Kimmy Schmidt. Davy Diggs.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
In three episodes.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Hamilton guy.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, the one that plays Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. Okay. That's why I was like, his name rung a bell, and I'm like, that's where I know.
Are they going to take over?
Yeah, eventually, I hope. We told her that we had one other waiting.
Maybe they can't see
someday.
Am I dead, you guys?
Are you invisible?
No, that hurt.
You can, ghosts can slap themselves.
Yeah.
You're not just going to pass through yourself.
That was an opportunity for one of you to slap me, and you missed it. I'm dead now.
I got smacked.
Now he's dead.
I got smacked. You just got slapped.
I just got slapped
across the face.
Don't be so salty.
I was remarking, as you will hear when you go back and listen, how punny Huddle House is with the huddle in, huddle out stickers on the door. I was like, no wonder Logan likes to come here. And then you punned it up.
And then when they put the order, they go, huddle up.
Welcome to Huddle House.
I love the inflection you put on that.
Huddle House. I didn't miss that, though.
Welcome to Moe's.
The food's about the same quality.
I like Moe's.
You're a fan of Moe's?
South of the little burrito place?
Yeah, like Subway burrito.
We talked about this last time we did
one. Did we?
Yes, we talked about this.
Oh, okay. I like Moe's.
Moe's good. Moe's is still good, guys. Status update.
Every time we come here, we have the same conversation.
That's why they're not going to give us any money, because we're talking about Moe's instead of Whole House.
Okay, so interesting. Anybody got anything else other than Moe's?
We talk about the time that y'all came to Whole House and they wouldn't let you in. We talk about Moe's.
I wish you'd have been here.
Welcome to the Old Man Podcast, where we tell the same stories every time. There was that time that Josh's granddad or something was in.
That wasn't my granddad.
It was.
Both of my grandfathers are dead, you jerk.
Oh, I apologize.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Wish that he hadn't been, though.
We ran into
that was Dan's stepdad.
Dan's stepdad. Okay, yeah.
Grandpa Wayne. Who thought that Ian was in a play.
Thought you were...
The bellhop from Lend Me a Tenor. Because you look so similar.
Yeah.
You look like Dave Frost.
He's like, were you the one in the little hat that was in the play? They're not making fun of Papaw Wynn.
I mean, yeah, if you stood us next to each other from, like, and we're looking at
across
from
a football field.
A mile away, yeah. Through a telescope that barely
if you don't
works.
Bathe one day.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I didn't say
I didn't.
So, anyway.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah, we look nothing like each other at all.
No, I'm gonna try to wave, but I don't see her anymore.
Is it that one who's like walking?
No, it's the one at the fryer. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Huddle House, be glad you're following us, because we're gonna have some more complaints.
Tweet storm.
We're not having a good time.
Nope.
Storm incoming.
Ian and I signed up for free Dragon Ball Super decks.
Not the thing I thought you were going to say, but I'm glad it was that.
So we're hoping to get those.
AdamandEve.com was one of the choices. Let's see.
Ian and I signed up for AdamandEve.com.
Ashley Madison's back, by the way. And they are actually touting record growth.
But, like... Their tagline better be like, some of these girls are real, because like 75% of the female accounts were fake.
AshleyMadison.com now featuring real women. AshleyMadison.com. We think your password's okay.
A lot of folks.
Maybe.
A lot of folks want some little adulterous action there.
With robots.
A little discreetness.
I like RU too, sir.
Just do it the old-fashioned way with your Craigslist personalized.
I think I wrote, like, back when the whole Ashley Madison stuff was, like, happening, I think I remember reading an article that said, like, some studies were done, and they said that, like, maybe 10 and probably less than single-digit percent of actual interactions that occurred on that site actually resulted in any kind of adulterous affair.
Wow.
That physical contact.
Those are not eHarmony numbers right there.
Yeah.
No.
Can you imagine those?
Yeah, I saw that.
One of those, like, eHarmony style, like, confessional commercials of, like, we met on Ashley Madison.
And there's nobody there. It's Manti Te'o and his girlfriend.
We've been sleeping together for 5 months. And my wife hasn't caught
on. Most of the people that talk on there, that's all they do is they talk. They flirt with each other.
To a dude in India.
Nothing ever happens.
It's emotional cheating.
Yeah.
This could be an everlasting love.
Don't sing.
What would the Ashley Madison song be? Jingle.
Bat. But they're married. That's why it can't be an everlasting love.
But the inflection is different. It's on could. This could be
the thing that breaks up your marriage.
This could be the thing that causes a split.
This could be an STD.
What is that?
That's what it is. That's the jingle. This could be an STD. What is that? AshleyMadison.com. Ashley Madison, folks, if you'll contact us, we have some great marketing ideas for you.
Ashley Madison,
check your weed. Don't take yourself too seriously, though.
AshleyMadison.com. That's a real pee hole no-no. Getting inside the pee hole. Oh. AshleyMadison.com.
Did you watch the Preacher Season 2 trailer?
The newest one?
Yeah, it released one today.
No, I have not seen one today. No.
Have you watched the trailer for Murder on
the Orient Express?
Yes. Yeah. Pretty great. Like,
that's a
Agatha Christie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that like a singles movie kind of thing like that? Or?
What? Not Murder on the Orient Express?
It's just one. It's not like...
It's a one-off.
Yeah, it's a one-off.
Like they're not doing like a series.
No,
Fox. Fox did a movie.
Boy, does it have some star power.
No, I'm just saying, is Netflix doing it as a movie or is Netflix doing it as a...
Oh, no, it's not Netflix.
Fox is doing
it's
it
Fox.
As a movie.
It's
Fox doing it as a movie. Okay.
With Ridley Scott producing.
It looks good.
Oh, it's like a theatrical release.
Dude, it's a big release. They got a bunch of big names in it.
Yeah. Ewan McGregor, Johnny Depp, Willem Dafoe,
Penelope Cruz,
Josh Gad, Leslie Odom Jr.
Daisy Ridley.
We've left out a lot of good people.
It's like 13 big name people in this movie.
Huh.
Yeah. And Ewan McGregor's the lead. It's awesome.
No, it's not a comedy.
No.
Rat Race was hilarious though. Yeah. Give it a second chance.
I love Rat Race.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
One of my favorite funny movies.
Yeah.
It's so silly.
Just the scene where he's in the hot tub with the full of Pepto-Bismol
cell phone
and the paper sailor's hats was my favorite part.
My favorite scene in that movie is where he jumps onto the speeding train. Just the whoopee. We rewound that and watched it like four times.
My favorite scene in that movie was
it's a flip phone.
It's amazing. What's his name? John
Cena.
No.
John Cena.
What's his name? It's from the Saturday Night Live guy.
Belushi.
Cougar Mellencamp.
Lithgow.
Cena.
Is it Lithgow? That's the dude from
Harry and the Hendersons. And
Lovitz.
Other things.
Lovitz.
Or leave it.
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz.
Hey, it stinks. This is David Lynch.
It's a little deeper.
It's a little deeper.
It's a little deeper. It stinks.
When he drives under at the Nazi museum,
and they end up getting in Hitler's car and then crashing it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he hits his lip on the steering wheel, and it leaves a black mark like a little mustache. And then he burns his mouth on the cigarette lighter. So when he gets up to the podium, he's just, "I'm now Diver." That was one of the funniest scenes in the entire movie.
Smash Mouth is in that movie.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Smash Mouth was in that movie.
Shrek?
At the very end.
Yeah. Hey, now. You're an awful.
I think they were singing that song, too.
Shut up.
Mistaken.
Really?
I think so.
Because the bag of money floats down or whatever, and they're like...
Oh, God.
Oh, that's cheesy.
Such a terrible band.
I also love
for
that
real.
Movie where they're doing...
I'm glad they're dead.
The rich people are doing all those random bets in the hotel room, like maids climbing curtains. And
Jesus, it's been so long since I've seen that movie.
Right. I watched it kind of fairly recently. I think it was on TV or something.
You watch random stuff, though.
If I find something I haven't seen in a long time, like it shows up on TV, I'm like, yeah, I'll watch that.
Hey, they got leftovers. You want
to
eat them?
I guess we'll have to.
I guess we'll have to. She's on her flip phone.
No, not anymore. We've changed waitresses.
Have we?
Yeah, she's off the call.
That's why she won't come over here. She's trying to ride out the end of her shift.
Yeah.
Wes, we're just going to do a show, rock out with our waters, and go home.
Rock out with,
You know what I've been tipping for?
Water.
What's 20% of free?
Yeah.
20 cents, Josh.
Yeah, that 20% is going to go somewhere.
It.
That 20% has to go somewhere.
Right up your ass.
This is teriology we're talking about.
Doing the Terrence Howard math.
Yeah.
God, I hadn't thought about that in a while.
There was a great Terrence Howard joke. Ever. There was a great Terrence Howard joke by David in one of those episodes of Kevin Smith. So that's what happened to Terrence Howard. Well, that dude is crazy. She's taking that wrong.
One minus one
is
one.
One, because that one's got to go. That other one's got to go somewhere.
You had two ones. Where'd the other one go?
Teriology, real thing.
It went to the underside of the flat Earth. Earth.
Is he a flat earther too?
Oh, I don't know.
He's got to be.
No.
Yeah.
I wonder. Man, I don't know.
I can't.
Let's look that up. I think that he is.
Terrence Howard?
He seems like he would be a flat earther.
I think.
We're going to Google this.
Was it? Didn't Shaq come out as a flat earther?
Yes.
Shaq's a flat earther?
Yes. I think Shaq came out as a flat earther.
Shaq Fu getting an HD remake on the Switch.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No.
Guess who's buying that name?
Yeah, I know.
I just want to say,
I want to go ahead and say that's
set your nostalgia.
The best
aside
Switch game of all time.
Set the euphoria of your nostalgia aside for.
There's
a
picture of me doing the pose from the cover.
But remember,
God, it was fun.
Oh,
game.
It's horrible.
It was a horrible game. Even
horrible game
for the Sega.
Yeah,
it's awful.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I love it.
Teriology believes that one times one is two.
Yeah,
because something's got to happen to that other one.
But you see how dumb that is? We weren't even for certain. That's how dumb it was. We didn't.
It could have been literally anything.
That would be a conversation that would just end me getting so angry and like throwing shit in.
No, if
you
I just have one and I multiply
it
by one, it's just one.
You understand? We're talking about the exact same one.
Now, see, here's a problem. Here's a problem with teriology. It started out with a dumb name.
Yeah.
He should have come up with something that sounded more mathical.
Mathical? Like mathiology.
Yeah, or...
Like Terrametrics.
Yes.
There you go.
He walks into his apartment.
Territhmetic.
The Terrametric cursor in here is gone up.
Territhmetic?
Territhmetic.
Yeah.
God. Oh, that's awesome. Not all the Dark Universe movies will be big budget affairs.
Yeah, I saw that.
Dark Universe will include low budget monster movies from Blumhouse.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Like,
they said potentially like Wolfman could be
good.
Bride of Frankenstein.
They want The Rock as the Wolfman. You gonna do a low budget movie with The Rock?
No. Maybe what's the
like
creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yeah,
that'd be a good one. Oh, that'd be a good found footage one.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
Patent pending.
Patent pending.
Patent pending.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, patent pending.
Patent pending.
Patent pending. Just saying, when that happens, it better be starring Terrence Howard. Okay.
That would be a found footage movie. Like, yeah. Hey, we found Terrence Howard, guys.
We found Terrence Howard's brain, guys.
We just go into this house and it's scrawled with all these wrong equations on the wall.
It's like that Jim Carrey movie. What was
number 23?
Number 23. Yeah. But it's number 2. Just Terrence Howard in a room.
Are you reading his justification for teriology?
No, I'm reading Shaquille O'Neal's justification for flat Earth.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's true, the Earth is flat.
The Earth is flat.
So listen, I drive from coast to coast, and this shit is flat to me, I'm just saying. I drive from Florida to California all the time, and it's flat to me. I do not go up, I do not go down at a 360-degree angle.
What?
And all of that stuff about gravity. If you looked outside in Atlanta lately, have you seen all these buildings? You tell me that China is under us, it's not. The world is flat.
Tell me he was joking, because you know he's a comedian now, so he must be joking.
He's not joking.
He must be joking.
It's not a joke. That's legitimate. He's a... Oh, God.
That man is...
They have food now.
Yeah, because our waitress abandoned us.
I have to throw a fork?
He's joking. Okay.
Nuh-uh. No, he's a flat earther.
I found an article. It's like he came out and said no. He's
like, joking, you idiot.
That's a good troll.
Cool. I told you, like, he's a comedian now. Like, he had to have been joking. I never let
that's a good troll. That's a really good representation.
Because Jack's just dumb enough for you to think that he was serious.
Well, if you ever listen...
Because you can hear
if the earth was flat, if the earth was round, all the water would run off the bottom.
If you ever listen to a flat earther, and go to YouTube...
No, there's a big wall.
Yeah.
Go watch...
All the
like flat earther, like
oh, that flat, the flat earth documentary is 90 minutes. I made it 10 minutes in. I was like,
nope,
because they were like, their logic was so flawed, like it was coming back and proving them wrong, but they still thought they were right. Right. I was like,
did they ever use an image of a globe?
No,
dang,
no, they were.
They said that the sun, like they show the flat earth, the sun is in the middle, and it's like a spotlight, like a Klieg light, and it just goes around like in a circular motion.
So how does it shine light on everything else?
The flaw.
Science.
The flaw in every flat earther is they make observations, and that is where they get you. They're like, this is what I observe. How can you deny the things that I clearly observe, that you clearly observe? Are you telling me that it's not?
Because you're an idiot.
I'm telling you that I've been on a plane and I can see the horizon.
Yeah, curves.
Are you telling me that if you drove from Atlanta to Los Angeles, for the most part, it would be completely flat earth the entire direction, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is an observable thing. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the conclusion that we need to draw is the earth is flat. The problem and the logic flaw in what they do is that they totally discount all of the other observable things in
one of the observations they made, they were like we're in a skyscraper in New York and we're looking across the bay at a building like in New Jersey and the building is below the water. That means it's flat. I'm like, if it's below the water line, then that means it's curved and you can't see it.
Like, you have to explain to me why we can't see the horizon if the earth is flat. You gotta explain that to me. You gotta explain the sun placement. You gotta explain.
Well, I told you the sun placement.
It's spotlight.
Flat Earth, spotlight in the middle. It just goes around.
But again, 2 seconds and that was already shot through.
You become the meme of punching your monitor.
Constellations would be another explanation that they have to. Because all right, if you want me to buy
the universe rotates around us.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We're in a big skybox. That's what it is.
It's a very centric view. Of what's happening.
You didn't know that the Earth is the center of the universe?
Duh. Actually, I am the actual center. If you want to pinpoint it down.
You move around too much.
No, I don't.
No. You don't move for nighttime.
That's how we get weather.
When I travel, you get weather.
Okay.
Yeah. How long have we been recording?
Oh, 32 minutes.
And we were here for...
I was here... I started recording 2 minutes before I came in.
How long are we going to record before we finally go, you know what?
I would say 45 minutes.
We've got our show and we're not going to order. We're just going to go.
I guess, like 45 minute show.
Yeah.
And then we'll just get up and leave.
Yeah.
And we'll take the thing up there, too.
The thing?
Yeah, we'll take the recording.
Complain live.
No, it's not live. It's taped to air.
We'll do it live. do it live.
Live stream it. Get on the Periscope at Huddle House.
I wonder if they have one. We can make a Huddle House Periscope.
No, we can't do that.
And the earth is round.
We're going to find out, like, the Huddle House CEO is a flat earther and, like, is your band forever so from Huddle House.
We ain't got time for that kind of intolerance around here at Huddle House, sir.
We respect all opinions.
Gotta have diversity. Diversity of ideas.
Oh, boy, it's been a long time since I've used a Periscope.
So guess what I got today, Ian?
What did you
get? Super hot VR.
You got the super hot
I did.
VR? Have you tried it?
I did. I played through the whole storyline.
How is
today.
It?
It was great. It yeah. is a lot
does
of fun.
Does it play
fun.
Well?
Yes, it does. It plays amazingly.
Have you ever played super hot?
Are you talking about that porn VR?
No. Super hot is like the Matrix game kind
oh,
of thing.
I'll super skip hot back over
was
now.
A, super hot was a
play game, for first person shooter.
It's a first person shooter, but it was created as a game competition.
Yeah.
The creators of it were basically entered into like a game creation competition, and they were asked to build a game. There were some rules.
It wasn't originally VR.
No, it wasn't. It's been out for a while. But it's they came up with this idea where essentially you are first person, and it's all kind of like a
pixel polygon kind of
thing.
Yeah,
polygon type characters that you're fighting against.
Uh-huh.
But you're in these different maps, basically. Time only moves
when
forward
you move.
When you make an action. Meaning when you move, time moves.
Time mm-hmm. speeds up, yeah.
And if you stop, time stops. So essentially the idea is it's like you have all these enemies that are attacking you from different directions.
Uh-huh.
And you can run around and find weapons, but everything has like this really fluid movement
yeah.
to it. Like you can do like all this really wire-foo type Matrix-y style.
Yeah,
bullet time stuff.
Bullet time stuff in the... And it's all about how long you can survive, like how many enemies can you kill before they finally just
or you complete your objective in that map, yeah.
Okay.
And
by the way, Huddle House does not have a Periscope, but they're about to.
But,
don't, no, stop.
We'll hold it hostage and sell it to them for a beer.
For some coffee.
But, so in the VR game, it's the same stuff, but it only moves when you move.
Uh-huh.
So your physical body movements are there, so... Guy, you start a room, there's a dude coming at you with a knife and two dudes with guns in the background. So you punch the dude with the knife, grab his knife out of the air, throw it at another guy, catch his gun, and shoot the third guy with it.
He wasn't drunk.
He was. Well, he was under the influence. But he might have a pill problem right now.
Well, so he's drunk. Had four back surgeries.
But it's basically living out your Matrix fantasies.
Yes,
so,
please.
And so they announced that it was actually, they were going to do a VR version.
Oculus
for it.
Exclusive.
And I texted him, like earlier this week, Monday yeah. or Tuesday or something. I was like, hey, are you going to get it when it comes out?
I was like, I had it planned on it, yeah, but.
It looked good. Like, I watched
dude,
some
it's awesome.
It,
it is
good.
Awesome.
Like, your two controllers, are they...
They're
like,
your hands. They're hands.
I mean, are they completely free-flowing?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I don't want to come
there's
over
a,
and try
there's
it.
A, there's a trophy you get for killing people without looking at them. So, like...
So, the best part about the game, though, is, like, what, I will... Like, if I'm looking just to kind of kill time, keep my mind occupied or something, I'll pull it up on my computer and play. And I'd always do the endless mode just to see how long I can survive and how many I can kill. I think I've gotten up to, like, 40-something. When it's done and you finally die, they play all of your actions and everything that just happened in real time.
Ooh.
So it's really cool. Like,
yeah, they don't show that in this one. I haven't unlocked that.
Oh, they
haven't.
Ooh.
And what's it called?
Super hot. All one word.
Super hot.
This is interesting.
Yeah. It's really cool. So, like, after you spent, like, maybe 10 minutes on a level...
Not available on PlayStation at all.
No, it's not. It's a PC.
No, it's PC exclusive.
But after you spent, like, 10, 15 minutes playing a level, you know, you don't realize, like, a bunch of time went by, and then, like, after you die, and then they play it forward, it was, like, maybe a minute or two that actually lapsed.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, everything happens so fast.
Whoa!
Like
it's pretty cool.
Like, when he talks about, like, everything kind of moves in slow motion, and everything stops if you stop.
Yeah.
And like you don't have any weapons, but you see a guy running up, like he's about to come around a corner. You can run up to him, punch him. It will knock his gun out of his hand, and it will go floating in the air. You can reach
grab it
up,
out of the
it,
air,
shoot him,
yeah,
turn around and like shoot other dudes. Dude, it's insane. Then, you, like if the bullets run out, you can just throw it.
Throw the gun, yeah. So, like one of the best kills I ever had was like they start two dudes on either side of you. So, like, I turned to the dude to my left who was right there in his face.
Yeah.
Grab the knife out of his hand and stab him with it. And then I turn around as the other guy is shooting at me further away. And I throw the knife and it cuts his bullets out of the air and then hits him.
And you can, like, you can do the whole, like, you can see the bullets coming. Like,
yeah.
Matrix bullet time, so you can kind of step out of the way if you need to.
What?
Oh, there's, you do a lot of ducking and dodging in the VR version. You have to, like, crouch and all kinds of stuff to avoid it. So
it's been a while since we've done this. We're doing a Huddle House Confession, and it has been, I got here with about 2 minutes on the task cam, and it's now 39 minutes, and we've not been served yet. They got some waters before it came in, but yeah.
And they're pretty empty in here, too.
Totally going, yeah. Let's just give it a little looky-loo here. Boop-a-doop-boo, there's some dudes over there. There's a lady on the TV. And there's Logan.
The shotgun is my favorite weapon in the game.
Oh, we're talking about Super Hot for
Super
people
Hot
on,
VR.
On,
yeah.
On Periscope.
Yeah.
So we've not done
like
Periscope in a while.
There are no assault rifles in the VR version.
They don't have
it's
anymore.
It's like you get the Uzis, you get pistols, and you get the shotgun.
Hmm.
So
you gotta let me try it out.
I'll let you try it out sometime.
I want.
Yeah, I would like to play it too. That sounds awesome.
Now VR, I can't imagine how awesome.
I played it
be
for
VR.
2 hours straight today.
Good really? God,
I got,
Logan!
I got a trophy for beating the storyline in one sitting.
Ah. I saw it, like, I didn't know that they were going to come out with VR, and I think I just happened to cross it.
I knew it was coming out for VR. It was Oculus VR exclusive for, like, 6 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I just happened to cross it, like, I think I was browsing Steam the other day, and I happened to cross it, and I was like, oh, crap. I didn't realize that they were doing a VR for it. That's when I texted you about it, because I'm like, yeah.
This is kind of lame. This is why Facebook Live is a thing, I think.
What?
Periscope.
Yeah, Periscope's done.
Is it done, you think?
I haven't even got a notification that you went live.
Yeah, on Twitter.
I was saying I haven't gotten a notification.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought I saw it pop up.
It didn't pop up for me yet.
Well, we'll just... There's some dude bros.
Oh, dude bro.
Oh, dude bro. All right, so here you go. In case you find this video, Puddle House. Bye. Okay, we'll do Facebook Live.
That's it. A lot of dead air.
Sorry, we were trying to. We don't have food. We're all hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, I ate before I came. I haven't really that hungry. But I'm thinking at this point
you. We
shouldn't order, or I wouldn't order.
I would not order.
Just out of
yeah.
the principle of the thing, I'd be like, I'm just gonna go.
I'll stop at McDonald's on my way home or something.
Yeah.
Get some $5 nuggets.
Appreciate the free sitting.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks for letting us loiter.
So our confession is, tonight sucked at Huddle House.
Yeah.
And I'm watching House of Cards. Have I started House of Cards?
Not the new season
House
yet.
Card, yeah.
Still in season 2.
Jeez, man.
I didn't care for season 4 that much, so I'm not super excited to get to season 5. Season 4 is the one where he spends like half the time in a coma from getting shot, so...
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
He just said he was only... Dang, Logan.
Oh, I'm sorry you haven't been watched this season that's been out for a year.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a life and a job.
Dang.
I had a job when season 4 came out, too, and watched all of it.
Yeah. Sure. I got a job going now.
All right. So, we're at the old Hull House.
Like,
and,
just now I got the update.
And,
no, this is the Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Not even the Periscope.
Here, look at
that one.
So, I came in with 2 minutes and some change on the task cam, and it's been about 40 minutes since I've been here, and
it's
we
like
got nothing.
Off.
We got some waters before I got here, and...
Jesus. Inception.
Yeah. Inception.
Wait a second. Ah. That's why they tell you to turn your volume off when you call into a radio station.
Wait a second. It's like I hear it twice. I'm here, I hear it.
Hey, keep going there, James.
What?
Go a little farther.
Doing some weird stuff to Ian.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Oh, well, I'm way far
behind. Why are you turning it on me?
Because I can.
You're Facebook Live.
No.
Hey, Ian's on.
Is he?
Yeah.
What's that guy want?
I don't know.
Let's ask.
Ian, what do you want? I guess to order would be a good thing.
All right, so just giving you a little
waffles
little update. Hey, there's nothing to buy, Lemon. What, free water? Because we haven't been served in 42.
Oh, is Lemon minutes. Actually on there?
Yeah. First one on the phone buys.
Lemon.
You're good in Lemon.
Yeah, I guess Lemon could come down here and buy.
Yeah, we probably would have time for Lemon to come here before we got waited on. Actually, wouldn't, because in
5 minutes, we're going to call.
Oh, no, less than that. Oh. Like 3 minutes,
okay.
I'd say.
Okay, we'll just keep the
Facebook. No, we'll keep the Facebook Live on.
We gotta finish the show. Yeah, we got to do our jams. Jams will be a perfect
Dylan time. Joined. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, Dylan.
What is Dylan?
Hey, how you guys? Hey, Tanner.
What's up, buddy?
There's Logan.
It's me. Why do you keep doing this?
It's because you look goofy.
I guess.
Yeah. You look weird without your hair. Still
nice. Look different. Hair. You've never seen me without
I've
it.
Never
so.
Has.
Paul Tompkins joined.
First hair face.
What's up, Paul Tompkins? Well, Dylan, we would be doing better if we hadn't just been sitting here for 42 minutes and some change without... Nope. None of that, Gov. No
nothing.
Waffles.
No waffles.
We haven't even been acknowledged. Like, no refills. I've had this one glass of water.
Just one water. Okay.
All right, get off there. Let's do our jams. Let's get out of here.
Okay, we'll do that. See you, Facebook.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my thumb's too fat to hit the button. There it is.
I can't operate.
All right. My anti-jam is Huddle House.
Anti-jam is Huddle House.
Anti-jam is Huddle House?
Huddle House. Anti-jam.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I have a second anti-jam.
What's that?
But I'm not going to say it.
Why?
I just have one.
No.
That's no fun.
Yeah. But I just want everybody to know that I do have a second anti-jam.
Well, now I want to know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not telling.
Ooh.
Well, can I do my actual jam?
Yeah, go
yeah.
for it.
Yeah.
Probably super hot VR. I had a lot of fun with that today. It just made my week.
Apparently.
It just made my week. It was great.
Yeah.
Actually, my jam this week is I broke out an old board game that I haven't played in a long time called Dragon Dice. That is a really cool, like, collectible dice game. Almost like the X-Men or you know, DC dice collecting game.
Yeah.
But it's all D&D fantasy creatures and stuff, and it's been out since early 2000s. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I dug out all my old dice and played with my buddy Shane, so we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Who is Shane?
My best friend.
Ish. No, it's that song.
Ian,
what's your real jam?
My jam is going to be weird
because
it's got some qualifiers to it. But my jam is going to have to be Friday the 13th video game.
Uh-huh.
Not because it's necessarily all that great, because right now it's...
Nobody can get online, can
it's
they?
It's glitchy, the servers are bad.
But nobody can kill Jason.
No, he can be killed.
Yeah, if you, like, hold your tongue,
it's,
right?
It's the conditions that have to be met in order to kill him. Like, you have to find his shed in mm-hmm. the woods. When you find the shed, you have to find his mother's sweater. It has to be worn by a female counselor. Somebody has to have died. They have to have found the radio to call Tommy Johnson to bring that dead player back to life as Tommy Johnson. Then Tommy Johnson has to knock the mask off, has to damage Jason enough to knock the mask off. And then he has to see the woman with the sweater on, and then he'll pause, and then somebody hits him, and he dies.
What? So that is the most convoluted.
Yeah, it is. I watched a whole video about it.
All of those conditions like have to be met in order to kill him. So it is so much easier just to
run away,
try to find either survive the time limit or.
But what do you get if you kill him?
There's probably a trophy for it.
Oh man, that'd be like a platinum achievement for sure. Then that's
definitely gold right up there. Yeah.
But like there are, I think, three different ways that you can escape. You can go by boat, but you have to find the propeller and gasoline. You can escape by two different cars. One of the cars holds four counselors. The other one only holds two. But you need the key, the battery, and gas.
Who takes a battery out of the car?
Exactly. And I think the third way is you have to find the phone, but you have to find the fuse for the phone to work, and then you call the police. Now, the police don't just rush up in there. They are sitting on the outskirts of the map, and so when the police come...
You got to go to them.
You have to be able to run to them, which Jason has these crazy supernatural abilities. Like, one is called Stalk, which is essentially he just disappears and can just float anywhere he wants to.
As long as he's out of the view of somebody, he can spawn out and spawn in.
Like, if you were running away from me and you were way up the map and I was chasing you, I could hit my spawn thing and then I could just...
Be there.
I would see everything moving in fast motion. I would be like a ghost kind of moving, and all of a sudden I could just pop it right next to you. Or I could do a morph ability, which is just pick anywhere on the map, and I will just spawn there. Jason... But he's slow, very slow, and he's lumbering.
You can, like, knock him down temporarily and stuff.
Yeah, like, you, like stun if him. You find, yeah. like, you can find items, like, if you find a pocket knife. If he picks you up at all, like, if he grabs you, it's going to, if you have a pocket knife on you, it will automatically trigger an animation where you will stab Jason. He will have to let you go, and he'll stand there for a second while he pulls the knife out and give you a chance to run away.
But then he's got your knife.
No.
Yeah, he's throwing away.
He can find throwing knives. There are knives that are stabbed up in, like, different places that are only high enough that he can reach. But if he grabs them, he can throw them. Like, so if you're, like, hiding in a building and somebody is Jason, but he comes through on the window and you're just kind of standing there looking at him, be careful because he can just throw a knife right through you and pop you in the head and it'll kill you. You can set bear traps. He can get caught in bear traps. You can find flare guns, bats, all these different weapons. But the most fun I've had playing it is just watching the glitches as these games happen.
Oh, like, man.
We get in there with, like, I'm playing with a couple friends, like Robert and them, and so we have to
He was your friend first.
So we have to play with all these other people, like these strangers. And when
what causes Jason to come out anyway.
Well, when you start the game,
sticks.
You can find a walkie-talkie, which you can only talk to other players that have walkie-talkies that are across the map. Otherwise, you can only talk to people that are in your vicinity, but Jason can hear everything you're saying.
He's in the
vicinity. But you can also hear Jason, too, so it's really funny, like, when you're in a house and you hear the music start playing, because the music will start...
It's like, Halloween.
Yeah. It'll start playing, like, the closer he gets to you, and your fear will build, and so your vision gets a lot more constricted the more your fear builds.
It's a tunnel vision.
Yes. And
nice.
So, like, a kid, like, the person being Jason can have a mic, and you can hear him.
I'm coming for you.
I mean, like, on, like, Jason... like axing through the door. Housekeeping. That is some of the funnest stuff I've played. There was one.
Oh, that's amazing.
There was one we played yesterday where.
That's amazing.
Housekeeping.
Where the guy in our group, like me, Rob, and Jake, had all died, and so we were spectating, and we can all talk to each other. We had the keys, the gas, and the battery to the car. Basically, we all died around the car, so all three items were just right sitting there around the car, and our other buddy was still in. He couldn't hear us, and then we were texting him, like, right around the car, like, telling him where all
Ghost
the stuff
text.
Was. And he finally got all that stuff, and he gets in the car, and the game glitches, and he's just frozen. But the game's not frozen.
Oh, no.
So Jason comes in, and he's some kid, and he's like, hey, buddy, and he reaches in and pulls him out, but... Dub Perry, he escapes, and like all of a sudden, Jason's like, everybody went invisible. Like, Jason now can no longer see any of the other players in glitch sound. So they are just running around the map, and it's just Jason, we're spectating Jason, just going around, just going, God damn it. Just meandering through campsites, just trying to
there
find
goes.
Him. And they're, like, right there on him, and they both know that they're nearby because of the music that's playing lets you know that they're all nearby, and he can't figure out where they are.
That's pretty cool.
This is some of the funniest things I've ever seen.
They accidentally made a good game.
Yeah, when they fix all of this stuff, it's going to be a really, really good game. The problem is it's just the servers are super unstable.
Yeah.
Because
of high volume.
Bunch of stuff. Yeah. I haven't finished very many matches at all, but it's good. $40, which, you know, it's a little steep, but
it's probably better than the original.
I'm getting a lot of play out of it.
What about your jam, James?
Yeah, I just found out that Shaq Fu's coming to the Switch.
I can't believe it.
Josh, you got a jam?
Yeah, me and James went and saw Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales at this old theater.
What you think about Savannah?
The Southgate. We were in a different auditorium. The screen was sized properly.
Yeah, really? It was awesome. And
a big auditorium.
And there were no children.
There were no children.
Yeah, you're cursed. And I got him free.
I went to play disc golf with Ian the other day, and like that kid with the tiny puppy got in our way several times when we were trying to shoot discs.
Seriously, like it was a kid. Like, I'm not kidding you.
So it's not just movies.
No, nope, it's everywhere.
We were on the 16th one, was the one where you finally come out of the woods and you go all the way
you
down
just throw
towards
up
the
big hill.
Track, and it goes, you throw back up the big hill towards the woods. There was this little kid and this tiny little teacup poodle thing. She literally, like, we're on the tee box. She runs around, just walks her dog right in front of us, and then just
sits
down
with it
in front of us, stares at us.
She probably had no idea what you're
playing
doing.
Playing with this dog.
I just looked at her, and I go, hey, you know, we're about to throw right here. I don't want you to get hurt. You want to step away? And she just stares at me. She just looks at me dead-eyed.
She wasn't real.
Also, she's not allowed to talk to strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you hit her with your disc.
No. Yeah, that's when you just start throwing frisbees at her.
I cave her skull in with that driver's wheel. Yeah. You wish you would have said something then.
Oh.
So, yeah, Ian just has a curse. When he hangs out with people, weird children show up.
I got children.
Could be.
I don't know.
No, it was good. I'm going to go up there again. I mean, like,
watch Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I mean, like, I love it. It was sweet, sweet nostalgia.
I watched a movie at that theater once a week for, like, 5 years.
It's amazing.
That reminded me of Twin Cinema.
Just like Twin Cinema, man.
Except the theater wasn't nearly a mile long.
I know, it wasn't. It's not nearly as wide, but it's deep.
The one we were in where it was longer.
Oh yeah,
the new one.
Were you in one of the hallway ones, or were you?
No,
were
in the main one.
Yeah,
yeah.
We were in the hallway.
Because there are like three main theaters, and then there are like three down that hallway too.
Oh, they must have added on or something like that.
Yeah, it was later. That theater burned once before and was shut down for a while.
That's comforting. That's why it's the Red Room now.
Yeah.
Yep. It's awesome.
Anyway.
Yeah,
it is. Here.
It's awesome. I bet she yells at us when we gotta leave here in a second.
Probably. We can just be like, look at that water and that clean silverware.
She don't think we didn't pay.
I know.
We didn't pay for what?
Exactly.
She can come look at the table and realize.
She saw that the silverware was still in the wrapper.
It's like we have to take it. Don't care.
Yeah, no. All right, so that'll about do it. Yeah, let's rephrase the whole at Huddle House. Just tell them how horrible their service is. It's the worst. But if you enjoyed this and more than we enjoyed our service, facebook.com/JusticeGeeks, Twitter and Instagram at JusticeGeeks, and Jugheads Incorporated, where you can see our live video of this. It's easy to find. Go do it. Click. It's totally good. All right. That'll do it for this week. See you next week.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.
Good night, everybody.
I get the last word. It's thanks for listening, you idiots.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening, you idiots.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
And Ian.
I hate you guys so much.